Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Recent Oregon Ducks commit and the number one inside linebacker in the country never gets old to hear, does it? Number one inside linebacker in the country in the class of 2021, Keith Brown, joining the show for the full hour. It is the Ask Keith segment. We've been asking for questions all week, and now they're coming in very, very, very quickly. I'm going to try my best with these. Hit up the text line at 55305 if you have a question, but we're already getting close to being full. Justin Flo and Keely Ringo, two five-star prospects. Yep. Justin Flo, the number one inside linebacker in the country in the 2020 class. Yep. Keely Ringo, the number one corner. People want to know what your perception of those two guys are, because you were with them during their visits, what you thought of them and what you think Oregon's chances are.
You know, I met both of them at the five-star challenge, and them as people are really cool people, you know. I think a lot of people get the emotions, like, people, like, mixed up through social media and stuff between, like, how people are based on social media, but most people in real life are just regular kids, you know, especially us, like, recruits. Like, we're just regular kids, so they're great kids, and I love Oregon's chances with J-Flo. Keely Ringo, not super sure, but I think he would fit great at Oregon, though.
So this question came in: who is the best player in the country that you've seen when you've been at camps? Or in, you know, in games if it's an Oregon kid, but who's the best player you've seen in the country this year?
Easily Noah Sewell. I think he should be a 7-star recruit.
What is it about? So there's like this cult of Noah. People who see him, and it's reporters, it's not just kids. People see him and then they go, that's the best young linebacker I've ever seen. What is it?
He's like 6'3", maybe even 6'4", 270 pounds, but can move. He can stop on a dot, and he can run a 40 faster than most running backs. So it's like, it's so crazy to see this kid move. And like one time we were chilling at the 5-star challenge, and he told me to pop his back. So he laid on his stomach, and I put my hands on his back, and my hands felt like little baby hands compared to like, that's when it really put into perspective how big this guy is. So I was like, if you can move that well and you're that strong, that explosive, like, you are easily the best player in the country.
Did you grow up a Duck fan? Do you have a favorite Duck player or memorable game?
I never really grew up a college football fan, you know. Like, I always watched it. Well, I watched the Civil War maybe. Sometimes I'd miss it. I never really knew. But I think my favorite player was always D'Anthony Thomas, just because he was so fast. Everyone thought he was so fast. But other than that, there was never really a time where I loved a college team or I loved a player.
This is weird timing, but Keith and Mom, you met Chip Kelly. What is your opinion? Doesn't mean that that's how he totally is, yeah. They said, but what was your opinion in the time you spent with him? How did he come across?
Oh. We spent probably less than 5 minutes with him. I mean, it was a really quick out on a veranda. We took a picture. We really didn't have... I don't think I could really have an opinion because I didn't really see him very long.
That sounds exactly like a Chip Kelly interaction.
Yeah, I mean,
how'd it go? It was short. He was busy.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like he's been in the game so long that he doesn't really care anymore. He's just kind of like, yeah, man, whatever.
And that speaks to how different coaches are, because there are some coaches that on a visit, you could never leave it going, I don't really know much about him. You'd say, well, I know a ton about him, or I met his kids and his wife.
Yeah.
So that in and of itself is fairly telling. Somebody wants to know, and I think they're getting confused with your class. You're a year younger than Noah Sewell. So they asked if you guys plan to be roommates next year. But the other part of the question is, how did your relationship build? So everybody's heard that you guys are really good friends. Yeah. I've written about that. When did that start? And you guys live in different states. So how did you guys continue to become close? I don't know if people know this, but there's things called texting and Snapchat now. So just because people live in different states doesn't mean they don't see each other. But how did your relationship develop from just kind of this other linebacker from another state to now being as close as you are?
I think it started before the 5-star challenge. I don't really know. Remember
and
how.
When was the five? People don't
when
know.
Was that, Mom?
That was last January, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It was in the summer.
June. It was in June.
June.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking of the combine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the first week in June, I think.
Yeah. So I don't really know how we started texting, but eventually we started texting over Instagram. And then when we found out we were going to the five-star challenge together, we were texting a lot more going into that. And then once I got there, immediately we just kind of hit it off. You know, we were playing ping pong in each other's rooms. He's a really chill guy, so he's always just kind of walking around doing his thing. So it was just really fun, you know. We killed some running backs together, killed some tight ends together. And then we stayed in contact ever since then, and then we ended up going on an Oregon visit together, and that's when we became really tight. So that was really fun.
So this is, I'm combining two questions here. Keith, what made you pick Oregon? Was there like a deciding factor? And for Mom, what was it about Oregon that made you feel so comfortable, like so good with his fit? What made you feel like that was the right choice?
For me, it was easily, so I mean, I went on a bunch of visits and not one staff had made me feel so at home and so comfortable. And they were so, I don't know. Like, I think Oregon does a way better job at connecting with the young. Like, they're really good at connecting with the youth and the way they approach it over social media, through hype. But it's just how nice they are and how genuine they are. You know, I've talked to players and they say the way they recruit you is the same way they treat you when they play. So that's how I want to go through it.
For me, the besides the family aspect, he's only, you know, 45 minutes from home. So that's a big plus for me because I've been a helicopter mom for a long time. So I want to be at every game. So I was very worried he would go off to somewhere and I'd have to move or, you know, travel a lot to see all of his football games because I've never missed one. So I think it started for me the moment he stepped off that elevator on that first visit. And I could just, I remember leaving that day thinking my face hurts from smiling so much.
Great.
And we went into Mario Cristobal's office and I think we were all a little bit nervous about that because we'd never met him before. And I wasn't sure, you know, what the head coach was going to be like, but he was one of the most genuine, down to earth kind of guys. And everything he talked about, I could see Keith being involved.
Wanted to commit that day. Like I wanted to commit that day, but I wanted to take more visits, you know, because it was so early. But
right.
I walked away and I was like, I don't know how anyone else is gonna get change my mind.
Another part of it for me is that he tweeted out once about 4 or 5 months ago that a big part of his recruitment is recruiting his mom.
Yeah,
and I saw that and I was like, oh gosh, here we go. My phone's gonna blow. And really, the only school that caught on to that is the Ducks. I get text messages at least weekly by Mario or by Ken Wilson. I feel like
just checking in,
ask me how I'm doing, wishing me a happy birthday, whatever it is. And if I have a question and I text them, they get back to me. So when I show up on campus with him, it's not how you know, it's not formal. It's very informal. They're all huggers. So everybody gets a lot of hugs. And it's just not Ken Wilson and Mario, but it's also all of them right down to Kenny Sanders. I mean, I feel like even DeVell Williams, who's, part of the whole, academic part of it. I just feel like I can trust that I can hand my 17-year-old off to them and he's going to be okay.
We got a question about wrestling and if you're competing for a national title or state title this year. You're done wrestling because you want to focus on football.
Yeah.
Correct. We're getting low on time, but I want to get to as much stuff. So wrestling's done for you, right?
Yeah, I'm done with wrestling. It was great while it lasted. I had a great middle school and high school career, so I'm okay with how it ended.
Shout outs. Anybody? Little brother?
My little brother always for keeping me humble. All my friends for keeping me humble and not caring me being a number one linebacker and stuff like that. Shout out to my friend Dane Sipis. I think he's one of the best players in Oregon in a
long
time.
He's gonna be a recruit.
He's gonna be a recruit.
Dude.
Yep.
He's kinda under the radar right now, but he is literally one of the hardest working, smartest kids in the state of Oregon easily.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.